on the Warranty Guarantee.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We're going to talk about an NBA referee who is rather peeved at a reporter, Dave. This happened to be an Associated Press reporter, a sports writer, who had a Twitter message that really ticked him off. So much so that he is suing him. But he says that the Twitter message suggested that he intentionally made a bad call to make up for a previous bad call that had gone against the Timberwolves.
When in reality, we've looked into this and we have determined, after a thorough investigation,
yes,
that this is nothing more than just two really bad calls.
That's Lois Melkonian and Dave Logan, two hosts commenting on the lawsuit filed by an NBA referee against a sports writer over a posting that occurred on Twitter. NBA, NHL action, looking forward to the new spring season in baseball, part of this week's countdown because Sports Talk Radio is at number 10. Doug Steffen here, welcome to the Talk Radio Review. The week ending Friday, the 18th of March is what we're reviewing. The top 10 hits in talk radio determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine, the big publication in the talk radio industry, monitoring talk radio, talk television across the country. Number 9 on the list this week, the sports theme focusing on March Madness, the NCAA basketball tournament. Talk host Chris DeGaulle talked to Lou Dubois from Inc. magazine about the amazing amount of revenue generated by March Madness.
The revenue generated here is huge. One of the things you write about today is our umbrella company, our parent company, CBS. They stand to make a buck or two on this little event called March Madness, right?
They're not going to do too bad. This is their moneymaker for sure. Last year alone, $613 million in ad sales from this three-week tournament. So the guys up in New York are definitely looking forward to the next couple of weeks. From a revenue perspective.
What is the viewership on this thing? I mean, I'll watch it if it's on at the bar or something. I won't watch it at home, but I mean, I know some people live and die by this thing. This is like this is their month. This is their study, their lifeblood. They chart, they graph, they map, they labor. So the viewership is huge.
Yeah, the viewership from a television perspective, it's going to be big in prime time, and I think, you get a lot more workers calling out on this Thursday and Friday than you do most other Thursdays and Fridays of the year. What's really interesting is the way the technology has changed it, and that's sort of what I talk about here. You don't have to be in front of a television anymore to watch all these games. You know, CBS itself has the online streaming capabilities to watch literally every game on their own website. They've launched a March Madness On Demand app, so if you're on the road, if you're on the go, you can watch it on your iPhone, your Android. Obviously, that's not going to be ideal, but, they're making it so that you can be anywhere at any time and watching this craziness.
Public union legislation number 8 on the countdown from MSNBC. Big Ed Schultz talking to Lansing, Michigan Mayor Virge Bernano about the situation in Michigan.
Who decides? I think this is the curious question. I think a lot of folks are wondering, what makes up a financial crisis in a city? Who decides that?
Well, the legislation is very broad, Ed. The criteria, is so broad, it's so vague. I mean, from my office, I can see the governor's office. I mean, this stuff is so vague that if I sneeze loud enough, that could qualify me to be replaced, basically. These triggers are the broadest. It just blows a hole in the previous law where it was very specific. You had to really be in bankruptcy for the state to take over. Now, if you have a triple B credit rating, that could trigger an EFM. If you have a deficit in any city fund, this isn't a permanent deficit, but a deficit develops in one fund that maybe could be covered by another, that could qualify you for an EFM. If you're late making a payment, that could qualify you. If you have a 5% projected deficit in the current fiscal year, which has happened because the state sometimes gives you cuts in the middle of the year, and so all of a sudden you have a deficit that you, by law, have to deal with. We've had to close some of those deficits, so that could trigger an EFM. So it really becomes almost a matter of choice. So many cities will fall into this criteria that they're going to have to, I don't know what they're up to. And let me be clear, Ed, you mentioned I ran for governor. I did. And I want to cooperate with this governor. I've got my mayor's hat on. I want to do my job in the city of Lansing. I'm proud of the job I've done as mayor. But the problem is so many cities are on the brink. And, they've given us a 1-2 punch with the cuts that they've given to the cities, the cuts to revenue sharing and the reduction in our incentives to be able to attract new business, that really they're setting us up for failure. It's like shooting us in the leg and calling us lame.
Coming up, talk radio callers weighing in on the House Islam hearings, plus Sarah Palin and Donald Trump in the focus as we look at the next crop of possible presidential candidates. All on the way when the talk countdown continues.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
So, Lisa, mucus, what brings you to counseling?
Sinus congestion.
And she blames me.
You are mucus.
Well, did you ever think it's swelling due to nasal inflammation?
I assumed.
Yeah, there she goes.
Mucus, please. It's more constructive to offer a solution.
Okay. New Advil Congestion Relief. It treats the real problem of sinus congestion with the strength of Advil and an effective decongestant.
Everyone feel better?
Much.
New Advil Congestion Relief. The right sinus medicine for the real problem. Use as directed.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Live from Progressive.
Hello again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes. Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly for your game, console, or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here, up to number 7 on the countdown, the House Islam hearings. Here's what some talk radio callers had to say about Congressman Peter King and the hearings on homegrown Islamic terrorism.
These hearings are way overdue. You know, the last 40 attacks, homegrown terrorists has been Muslims. This should have been done a long time ago. It just amazes me how you hear all these people that are so uneducated. They gotta watch more news channels than what they're watching. And
until Peter King and other outright racists like Joe Wilson from South Carolina, until they start pushing for congressional efforts to raid Ku Klux Klan meetings and put those people under house arrest or behind bars, because this is the original terrorist group here formed in America because they were dissatisfied with the results of the so-called Civil War. And they do all the activities under the Christian religion and burning crosses and rebel flags.
I just wanted to say, I believe Senator Peterson, King, I'm sorry, he's trying to do the right thing, but I think the way you should go about it is to, you know, reach out to the Muslim American community organizations such as It's Not Care. They have these interfaith meetings that they have up in Washington, D.C. Senator Ellison was there. I think that's the appropriate way to do it, is to sit down with the Muslim American organizations and find out what the problems are instead of having these meetings and it gets this, you know, get this thing, it gets overblown. And I think Muslim Americans believe that they're being attacked, you know, psychologically by these meetings. I think that's what the problem is. I think there's another way he can go about doing this.
The 2012 GOP presidential hopefuls, number six this week, online host Christina Hartman from News.com talks about the recent backlash Sarah Palin seems to be getting from her own party.
She hasn't said whether she'll run in 2012, but political pundits can't stop talking about former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin.
Her approval numbers are down, but she's still a powerful figure in the party and a more powerful figure than some of the other Fox commentators.
She's had political tongues wagging since her failed run for the White House alongside presidential candidate John McCain in 2008. She's the darling of the Tea Party movement, but now the debate is over a perceived rift between Palin and establishment Republicans. In an op-ed for The Hill, former New Hampshire governor and three-term Senator Judd Gregg points out the New Hampshire primary is less than a year away. Republicans aren't close to having a clear frontrunner yet, and he writes, that could be good news for Palin and bad news for the grand old party. It is entirely possible that a candidate who runs second or third in a great many primaries could go into the convention with a sizable block of delegates. Palin is viewed by many as a person worth voting for to make a statement. And picking a nominee who it seems would be easily defeated by President Obama might not be the best statement. Other prominent conservatives who publicly criticized the Palin nomination include syndicated columnists Charles Krauthammer, George Will, and the Weekly Standard's Matt Labash. On MSNBC, Politico's John Harris explains Palin's, quote, politics of grievance has establishment Republicans distancing themselves from her.
Conservatives have typically criticized liberals for always playing the victim and trying to achieve their political ends by playing the victim card. And what they say is that Sarah Palin is doing some of these same things by crying sexism. In fairness to Sarah Palin, she has proven to be a much more effective mobilizer of support than these conservative intellectuals who are criticizing her.
And a mobilizer of support she is, according to Business Insider, snagging as much as $100,000 per event in speaking fees. That's exactly why a blogger for The Lonely Conservative suggests conservatives against Palin are going after the wrong person. Note to Republicans with a microphone or a keyboard or a pen. You have a big target for the 2012 elections, and his initials are B.O. Whoever is the Republican nominee is going to need all the fundraising help he or she can get. People really should think about that before they go ticking her off. And The Atlantic's Joshua Green argues if anyone's trying to intimidate Palin out of the running, they're more likely to get the opposite. When has disapproval from establishment Republicans stopped her in the past? If the goal here is to intimidate Palin into staying on the sidelines, it seems to me the likelier effect is that it will goad her into entering the race.
The number five item on the countdown, the rising price of petroleum. Fox News' Neil Cavuto talked to another possible presidential contender, Donald Trump, about how the events in the Middle East are affecting the price of gasoline.
You're Saudi Arabia or you're OPEC, you know, look at this, you're just rubbing your hands together.
They are absolutely salivating. Now, who knows how long they're going to be around? I mean, they're only there because of us. It always amazes me when they raise the price. You know, they raise the price. Nobody ever talks to them. Nobody ever says, you're not going to do this. It really is, but they must...
So you say that's them raising the price, not the markets.
No, it's not the markets. It's OPEC. Look, I've been hearing about speculators. I know speculators. They only wish they had that kind of power. They set the price of oil. If they did it in this country, it would be called an illegal deal. It would be illegal. They'd go to jail.
So you think they're deliberately colluding to do this?
Well, of course. It's OPEC. I mean, that's what they do.
But they must know from their past, and if they overdo it, they can shoot themselves.
12 guys sitting around the table, and they are having an absolute field day because we have nobody to go and call and talk and say, fellas, you're not going to do it. If you do it, you got big, big problems. They wouldn't even be there except for us, Neil. Without us, they wouldn't even exist.
So what do you think they think about our reaction to go slow on drilling here?
I think
even in the face of this.
I think it's incredible that we're going slow on drilling. I think it's beyond anything I've ever seen that we go slow on drilling.
Coming up, Congress works on another continuing resolution bill in hopes of avoiding another possible government shutdown as the battle over the budget rages on. That's next on The Countdown.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. We're up to number four on the countdown, the federal budget battle. Talk host Tom Rotan talked to Congresswoman Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia about how she voted this week on the latest bill.
You and other members of the House passed a three-week stopgap funding bill, 271 to 158 yesterday. But 54 Republican members voted no on that. Why is that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there's a certain segment of our Republican caucus that believes it was not enough in cutting. I think that it some people believe that we're never going to get to the end of this, and so it was sort of a protest vote. I think people were sort of all over the board, but I believe, you know, we're cutting $2 billion a week in these stopgap measures. We're moving it forward. We're doing what we said we would do, and I believe this is the correct way to go. I mean, hopefully, you know, we'll get to the end game here shortly because I think everybody's getting tired of 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and all those kinds of things.
Michelle Bachmann has, I believe she was one of the 54 that voted no on that. Is that right?
I don't know. Okay. I believe so. I'm not certain.
Well, I know she's been all over the talk shows talking about how this was the Republicans' one chance to really, you know, defund the bad parts of Obamacare and that type of thing. And one of the contentions of the 54 GOP members was that this bill didn't do anything to defund Planned Parenthood and health care reform, two of the controversial provisions of the longer-term continuing resolution.
Well, I think that what we have to look at is the big picture here. I mean, the first thing we did when we came in as a new caucus was to vote to repeal the entire Obamacare. So I think to question anybody's commitment to that, who made that vote at the very first, you know, first day we were in practically, is probably not correct. We are going to continue to, we've already pulled back on the 1099 provision. We're going to continue to dismantle and defund Obamacare. But, you know, you have to be practical in these senses, in the sense that if we sent a bill over there, over to the Senate, that had a, you know, large defunding Planned Parenthood and all these other things, it's never going to pass the Senate. And then it comes back to us, and then, you know, it's back and forth, ping pong. And I think that American people want to see us move forward, and I think that's what we're trying to do. We're going to have our day to defund Planned Parenthood and make the other statements that we want to make, including our vehement dislike for the Obamacare plan.
In a talk radio interview, freshman Congressman Tom Hulskamp in Kansas explained why he voted against the continuing resolution bill this week.
I was one of only 54, one of the first out to say, hey, it's time to get the job done. But we need to remember the House Republicans, the newly elected folks, we sent a budget over there about a month ago. And Senator Reid has had 6 months, actually. They were due to have September 30th, and the president was supposed to do that as well. They've not been serious about giving us a down payment to fiscal sanity. And so we're going to keep sending that over there. And I said, you know, there's no more time to sit and wait. Let's force them to come to the table instead of playing golf and going overseas like Mr. Biden's been doing. It's time for negotiation. It's time to get this year's budget done. And what we're talking about, frankly, is just such a minuscule part of the problem. We're talking about $60 billion. And I know $60 billion is a lot of money, but not in Washington, D.C. That's a rounding error out of a $1.6 trillion deficit. So we need to continue to push forward as far as we can this year, because next year's budget, we're going to start debating that within 3 or 4 weeks, and then the debt ceiling. And it's time for Washington to do what families across America and businesses do every day, and they balance their budgets every month, or at least they have to. If they don't, someone's going to call them. And we need to expect the same thing in Washington as well.
800-510-8255 as we take your call soon here on The Countdown. The battle over the federal budget, that's number four this week on The Countdown. Recapping now, Sports Talk Radio, the NBA, the NHL, number 10, March Madness, number 9, the public union legislation, number 8, House hearings on Islam, number 7. Number 6 is the GOP presidential hopeful list. The rising price of oil is number 5. The battle over the federal budget is 4. That leaves us numbers 3, 2, and 1, and they're next on the Talk Countdown.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Skybikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Don't you people knock? Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work
while preventing harmful malware from entering your network.
Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. We have Bobby on line one.
Hello?
Well, hello, Bobby. What's your question?
Why do you say chicken of the sea is the best tuna?
Because it tastes great.
Why?
Because chicken of the sea tuna has a fresh, delicate flavor.
Why?
Because we want your whole family to love it.
Why?
Oh, no. I think we lost Bobby.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see. What's the best tuna? Chicken of the sea.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LASIG.com. LASIG is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LASIG.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LECIG.com. LASIG, for today's modern smoker.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need My Pillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, My Pillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. My Pillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. My Pillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. My Pillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to our Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending Friday, the 18th of March. Up to number three on the countdown, violence in Libya. One of the stories to surface late in the week, disappearance of four journalists covering the situation there in Libya. CNN's Piers Morgan talked to New York Times columnist Thomas Friedman about the missing writers and the latest on the violence they are being inflicted by Gaddafi.
I've got to start by asking about the four New York Times journalists covering the fighting in eastern Libya who have been reported missing. What are your thoughts? Do you have any latest news on that?
Well, I really only know what we've put out on our website, Pierce, and obviously, you know, I'm extremely worried for my four colleagues. I was just in Cairo working with some of them. You know, they were caught up, it seems, in the most dangerous kind of battlefield situation you can be in, covering a battle in a town that was changing sides between rebel forces and government forces. And you can only hope they're either incommunicado or in the hands of that they're safe somewhere or in the hands of people who are going to look after them and release them very soon. So we're all worried. We're all praying for them. That's really all I can say right now.
Well, we certainly share those concerns and prayers with you and your colleagues. Moving on to the situation generally, Tom, in the Middle East, you've covered this region for over 30 years. Can you quite believe what you're witnessing here?
No, I really can't. I certainly, you know, I'm not surprised about this this democratic uprising, but no one really could have predicted the timing of it and the fact that all the dominoes, or virtually all of them, would start falling at the same time. It's almost impossible to get your mind around. I was reading our paper yesterday or the day before online, and at the bottom, I had to search at the bottom of the front page for the story that Saudi troops had basically invaded Bahrain. I mean, something that would have been a six-column headline, you know, on any normal day. So what I think people need to understand, though, Pierce, is that To put it in American baseball terms, we're still at the top of the first inning with this process. We're just at the beginning. Stability has left the building, and we're in for a long period of instability there. The question, will it be instability that kind of has a positive slope that leads to an Indonesia, South Africa kind of democratic transition, or will it be one that has a negative slope that looks more, you know, God forbid, like a Somalia or Afghanistan situation? So that's really the two choices we have before us. But stability has definitely left the building in that part of the world.
Thank you for paying attention at DougStephan.com. Here's Talk host Ray Appleton with a focus on the progress Mr. Gaddafi seems to be making against the rebels while the U.S. doesn't do anything to help.
His troops have been able to steamroll the opposition over in Libya. His militia, his army, his military, more properly put, has been able to take back a lot of the towns and villages that the opposition once held. What does that mean? Well, it means this. When this is all said and done, if he comes out on top, he is now boasting openly he will only sell oil to China, India, and Russia. China, India, and Russia, who indicated verbally they were going to sit this one out. At least they said where they were going to stand. The rebel leader says the international community failed us. And also waved the finger at the United States and said, guess what? If we win, we're not going to sell any oil to you. Because you didn't help us. Lose-lose for the United States because there was no leadership by President Obama on this. Lose-lose. Regardless of who takes Libya now, we will get no oil from them. Now, granted, we only get 2% of the oil, but it's that sweet crude. It's the type of oil that we really, really want that we can't get from anywhere else. It's a particular type of oil that is very different from the Saudi oil, the OPEC oil, oil that comes in from Venezuela, Canada, Mexico, and we need it. But Gaddafi says, nope, I'm only going to sell to China, India, and Russia. And the rebel leader says, I'm only going to sell to whoever I want to if we come out on top. But I'm not selling to you, to the United States, because you never took a position. You never took a position. You said you were going to help us, and you didn't. You talked the talk, but you didn't walk the walk. Absolutely zero leadership on this. So the bottom line is we are getting screwed. Either way, who wins this little skirmish over in Libya? And as it is, it kind of looks like Gaddafi will survive this, which is a terrible shame, just because we didn't even take a position. One way or the other, we didn't take a position. Now, say television over in Libya has called on all the armed forces to join the pro-Gaddafi forces advancing towards Benghazi, as Gaddafi's son says the rebel stronghold will fall to the government forces within 2 days. I don't know if that's to be believed or not, but at the rate that some of the towns and the villages are falling that were once in rebel hands, about 2 days would be right. Gaddafi's son told the French-based Euronews that any decision taken by the UN would come too late. Too late now. Everything will be over in 48 hours, the Gaddafis, plural, are saying. And this comes as Muammar Gaddafi intensified his offensives in the east and the west with relentless shelling aimed at routing out the holdout rebels, retaking control of the country, as he's ruled with an iron fist for more than 4 decades.
Coming up next, more fallout over the undercover tape as Congress votes to defund NPR. That's in the focus next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
So, Lisa, mucus, what brings you to counseling?
Sinus congestion.
And she blames me.
You are mucus.
Well, did you ever think it's swelling due to nasal inflammation?
I assume.
Yeah, there she goes. Mucus, please. It's more constructive to offer a solution. Okay. New Advil Congestion Relief. It treats the real problem of sinus congestion with the strength of Advil and an effective decongestant. Everyone feel better?
Much.
New Advil Congestion Relief, the right sinus medicine for the real problem. Use as directed.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. Sarah from Detroit, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Mermaid. Listen, you gotta help me. My adorable mother-in-law is coming over, and I need to whip up the world's best dinner fast, or I'll never hear the end of it.
Don't panic. Chicken of the Sea is fresh, great-tasting tuna, combined with one of our quick and delicious recipes found on chickenofthesea.com, and your mother-in-law will be speechless.
Well, one can only hope.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see, what's the best tuna? Chicken of the Sea.
Spring is finally here, so hurry into the PetSmart Everything Spring Sale. You'll save up to 25% on over 1,000 items when you use your PetPerks card. Save $3 on all varieties of Beneful dog food in 31.1-pound bags. All varieties of Arm & Hammer cat litter in 31-pound bonus boxes are $9.99. And save 20% on all waste pickup bags, dispensers, and scoops. Right now, only at PetSmart. We love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, sale ends March 27th.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the warranty guarantee.
Live from Progressive.
Hello again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's gotta be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Up next on the countdown, we're going to number two, the House voting to defund NPR. On the floor of the House, Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee explained why she thinks the government should stop giving any money to National Public Radio.
The gentlelady from Tennessee is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I do think that our colleagues across the aisle are missing the point on this. We are responsible for making certain that this fiscal house gets in order. This is just another of those steps. This bill is not about taking NPR off the air. There's nothing here that says you will take NPR off the air. What it simply says is if you are an affiliate station and you want to pay NPR dues, you can't use taxpayer dollars. If you want to buy NPR programming, you cannot use taxpayer dollars for that. The taxpayers want NPR out of their pocket. Now, there is plenty of popular programming out there, and if listeners want to hear that, we're not trying to disenfranchise those listeners. Indeed, if listeners like the NPR they can have, that they have, they can keep it. But what we're saying is they need to raise the money for this. We went through the demographics for NPR. College educated, 63% have full-time jobs. Their average household income is upwards of $86,000 a year. They have a list of sponsors that give over $1 million a year to NPR. NPR itself has said they do not need our taxpayer funding. So this is a place that we can go and save some money. Now, to those that say it is a job-killing program, may I remind you, indeed, to develop local programming, I articulated 17 different positions that are attached to creating even one radio show. And unlike some of my colleagues, Mr. Speaker, I fully believe there are talented people, talented writers and editors and programmers all across this great nation who would love to have a platform for the great ideas and the content that they would like to create. I want to encourage all of my colleagues to take a step in the right direction in getting our fiscal house in order. The time has come for us to claw back this money. The time has come for us to send a message. We need to get NPR out of the taxpayers' pocket. I encourage a yes vote on H.R. 1076, and I yield back the balance of our time.
Here in a talk interview interview, Juan Williams, fired by NPR last year, you remember, explained why he agrees with his vote.
I've been very slow to say that publicly because I don't want people to say, oh, Juan's just being vindictive. He's bitter over the way they kicked his butt out of there. So, you know, I just don't want to be seen in that way. But, look, I don't think there's any way to escape the logic at this point. Number one, in that videotape, you heard their number one fundraiser say, we don't need government money, which is exactly the opposite of the public line that they had been spouting. The second thing is, as a journalist, why should any journalist have to worry about what politicians think about their news product? Because ultimately that's going to corrupt you. And I think that's what's happened to NPR. I think they have become totally locked into a liberal mindset because they think that somehow liberal funders are going to support them. And that's why that guy was kowtowing to the Muslim Brotherhood, if you can believe that. And that's why you see these journalists at NPR, who I think many of them are good journalists, but they have to somehow please this corrupt leadership that's chasing liberal dollars and then trying to explain it away to the Congress. And I think that's just a self-defeating system. What I was also saying was that then they have a nonprofit dimension. And I think that whole nonprofit fundraising enterprise had become a cesspool because they're willing to sell themselves out in order to get nonprofit dollars, whether it's from the Muslim Brotherhood or George Soros or anybody, just tell them what your agenda is, and then they say we're chasing dollars because we're nonprofit NPR. And they want to stand up and say, oh, that means we're cleaner than, you know, purer than Caesar's wife. But wait a second, what's the difference here? People who take advertising and who compete in the public marketplace, like your show, Cisco, you've got to be competitive, and the audience has to demonstrate that they want to listen and that they are listening. That why should NPR operate by any different standard? Is it simply because they say, oh, you know what, we're smarter, we're better, we have a different aesthetic, and we appeal to upper-income, highly educated suburbanites? I mean, come on, everybody, if you want to compete, if you want to be in the news business, go out there like everybody else.
Here's what some talk radio callers have had to say about this move to defund NPR.
It surprised me about the Republican Party. They will not ban giving money to billionaires and trillionaires, but anything that can help the people, they don't like it.
O'Keefe's video, which is 45 minutes long, shows the director discussing with the phony donors that, how they could take the $5 million and keep it secret from auditors. It's really clear that NPR is a liberal outfit, which is fine, but why should all Americans subsidize it? Especially in times like these, you know, when we can't afford, you know, Medicare, that the Obamacare cuts Medicare by $500 billion. We just can't afford it in times like these. Also, the director says that without that kind of donation, stations would go dark. They would. You know, NPR can't sustain itself, you know, in the market. It's a money loser.
It gets to people in rural areas where they don't have a lot of funding. You know, it's not going to hurt anybody in New York. It's not going to hurt anybody in San Francisco. It's probably not going to hurt anybody in Miami or Des Moines. But it's going to hurt people in towns of 5,000 that don't live anywhere near a big city.
I believe that this country is in a war with itself. I would love to have $1 million to do anything I wanted to with it. They can get all the funding they want from all their rich liberal friends, which are elitist in the first place. George Soros could write a check right now and pay for NPR. You read out of the New York Times, which is totally left-wing bias in this country, and the more that more money they get, the more money they're going to use. When I see Harry Reid crying about the cowboy poetry, it's only a million. It's only a billion. The average person can't even conceive what $1 million is. This country is broke. We have no more money to spend. And to have the Democrats up there crying about, oh, it's only a million, it's only a billion, they throw money around like drunken sailors. We are spending our grandchildren's money. We will be taken over by every other country that we owe money to. You cannot survive on someone else's money. They're going to call in their debt.
That leaves us at number one. We'll talk about Japan next when the talk countdown continues.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. We're up to number one on the countdown in this hour. The situation in Japan, the earthquakes, the tsunami, and the threat of nuclear meltdowns. Talk host Ro Khan and Richard Roper talk to Senator Mark Kirk of Illinois about the Navy response and continuing assistance to the folks in Japan.
Now let's talk a little bit about what the Reagan Carrier Group is doing in the Pacific right now in aid to Japan. We do know that there's clearly some radioactive material that they have come into contact with, flown through, at least a couple of their Seahawks went through on those helicopters. Do we know how significant of a threat that is? Are they suspended operations? What can you tell us?
USS Ronald Reagan was dispatched to Japan on an emergency basis and got to the region on Saturday. They began flight operations to especially relieve the million-person city of Sendai, which had been largely wiped out by the tsunami. A couple of their helicopters apparently flew through the radioactive plume that was emerging from Fukushima reactor number one. And it looks like 17 personnel and three Seahawks were contaminated. Although the Navy is reporting right now a very low level, rather than really risk this 5,000-man, $10 billion asset, 7th Fleet did the right thing and backed the carrier off for decontamination. And there are now indications the U.S. Navy may be working to relieve Japan, but from the Sea of Japan, not from the Pacific Ocean.
So that would be the west side of Japan as opposed to the east side of Japan. On the west of Japan is the Sea of Japan between Japan and Korea and China.
And that would keep the U.S. naval assets upwind of this nuclear disaster.
Right.
Senator, those first two helicopters, did they know what they were? Were they sort of going out there to report back on what the damage levels were, or were they surprised by this plume of radioactive cloud? I mean, what exactly happened there?
I think they were somewhat surprised. Initially, everybody was relying on Japanese government statistics and reports indicating little to no radioactive emissions from the first reactor explosion. The Japanese initially reported to us that the containment vessel had not been breached, and so the explosion was caused by very high temperatures creating hydrogen that simply gathered in the top roof area of the reactor. We certainly looked at it and saw that the explosion did not remove the roof just above the containment vessel. It really did seem to occur as the Japanese described. But however you count it, more radiation leaked from the site than the Japanese government was initially reporting. And that affected Reagan and caused the 7th Fleet to completely rethink how they would operate the carrier and her escorts in the relief of Japan.
Host E.J. Becker and Alan Schenck talked to political analyst Bill Lacey about the criticism the president has been receiving over his response to what's happening in Japan.
You work for the University of Kansas. Surely it must be okay for the president to fill out a bracket.
Well, it's certainly okay for the president to fill out a bracket, EJ. I think the question is, does the White House want the American people to focus on the fact that the president's filling out NCAA brackets, planning a trip to Rio this weekend while Japan is in the kind of crisis it's in, and the Libyan revolution is failing? There's nothing the president can do about either of those things, in all honesty. Not a thing, but it just seems bad politics to me to have him looking at brackets and a trip to Rio while everything's coming apart in two other places.
Well, what kind of leadership would you have him show? Because can't he multitask? I mean, communication systems are everywhere, even in Rio.
And can he help it when ESPN picks it up and runs with it like crazy?
Well, he can't help it when ESPN picks it up, but he did that on purpose. I mean, that was all set up. That was staged. They did that last year. Clearly, they wanted to do it this year. And yes, Ellen, he can multitask. He can certainly do a variety of things, and I'm not questioning that. I'm merely saying that at a time when you have two very substantial international crises going on, it's bad politics for the president to look like he's filling out NCAA brackets and spending most of his time planning a trip to Rio.
Japan, not surprisingly, the most talked about topic on talk radio and talk television this week. Recapping sports talk at number 10, including the NBA and NHL, actually number 9, the NCAA tournament. State public union legislation, number 8. Number 7, the House Islamic hearings. Number 6 is the GOP presidential hopeful list for 2012. Rising price of petroleum, number 5. Federal budget battle, 4. Violence in Libya, 3. Number 2, the House vote to defund NPR. And the situation in Japan, number 1. And that's the way it shapes up in this hour. The top hits from the world of talk radio subject matter. I'm Doug Steffen. Thanks for being here with this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.